This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Due to storms, looming lawsuits, and other factors, insurers are canceling homeowners' policies, leaving many Americans in a tough spot. And this is just the beginning.
Insurers face more losses, and we're hearing that this is going to become more of an issue as the year goes on and the years go on. Having home insurance may not necessarily be the easiest thing to get and may not be a given in certain places. Some insurers just don't want to be bothered.
We'll talk to WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger about what homeowners can do if their policies aren't renewed. That's after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
More Americans are losing their home insurance coverage. WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger is here to discuss what homeowners can do to avoid non-renewal of their policy. So, Veronica, let's just start with the basics. What does home insurance typically cover?
A standard policy typically covers the cost of replacement of the home and some of its contents in the event of damage or theft. And in most cases, in most states, you'll need to have home insurance if you have a mortgage.
So why are some homeowners seeing their coverage not renewed? And where's this happening most often?
Damage from extreme weather, rising lawsuits in certain states, the soaring costs of rebuilding due to inflation has led some major insurance companies to stop renewing existing policies or issuing new ones. Homeowners in Florida, Louisiana, and California have been particularly hard hit, but there's areas across the country that are seeing it. I'm hearing people in New Jersey, Long Island, Texas, North Carolina also getting these non-renewal notices.
In your reporting, you spoke to some of these people. Were they taken by surprise?
It depends. So I spoke to a gentleman who lives not too far from Los Angeles. He got 30 days notice. In most cases, you need to either get 30 or 45 days notice that your policy is not being renewed, so you can scramble to find someone else. But he lives right in an area that gets a lot of wildfires. And so he had heard some of his neighbors were getting non-renewed. And so he thought it might be coming, but he was really disappointed to find out that he was, in fact, non-renewed, and he initially missed their letter telling him that it was not being renewed because he said it was a very nondescript letter. He thought it was some sort of junk mail, and then he opened it, and it was like, oh, gosh, this is something I need to act on.
You mentioned that they could find somebody else. Could they shop around for another company?
You can try to shop around for sure. In his case, he was with Farmers. They non-renewed him, and so then he went to State Farm. He was very lucky, though. His new neighbor had told him, hey, look, I was just insured by State Farm. Here's my contact. Try my insurance agent there. State Farm accepted him, but soon after that, State Farm actually pulled out of his area and is not renewing or writing new policies in his neighborhood. And so much of this is timing. You can shop around, but you have to do it quickly. If you get that non-renewal notice, you do not want to wait because this is such a fast-moving landscape right now.
How common is this, insurance companies not renewing people's policies?
It's getting more and more common as more extreme weather takes hold, more events happen in nature that are wiping out people's houses, the insurers face more losses, and we're hearing that this is going to become more of an issue as the year goes on and the years go on. Having home insurance may not necessarily be the easiest thing to get and may not be a given in certain places. Some insurers just don't want to be bothered.
You know, not renewing someone's coverage seems like an extreme step. Why don't the insurance companies just raise the premiums?
They are doing that too. So in certain cases, they're raising the premium so high to effectively cancel people, because if your premium goes from, I don't know, $7,000 a year to $14,000 a year, some people, especially senior citizens, may not be able to afford that. And so you are effectively dropped, some people will tell me. So they are raising premiums, but it's also a cost-benefit issue. Some of these insurers saying, we're just not making enough money here to justify staying in business in this neck of the woods, because the claims have just skyrocketed in the last 10, 20 years because of some of these extreme weather events.
So short of moving, what can someone do to their home to lessen the chances of their insurance being dropped?
You want to make your home more disaster resilient. And you do that mostly on the outside of your home, but there's things on the inside you can do too. So if you live in an area that has a lot of wildfires, you want to clear vegetation to make this defensible space around your house. Inside the house, you want to install safety devices that use smart technology, leak detection sensors if you're in risk of a flood. Even smart thermostats may help you stay insured. Make sure your insurance company knows you're doing all these things, because not only will they be more likely to keep you around, but you might even get a discount in certain markets. It's not so much widely the case anymore getting these discounts, but it may help you stay on the books. You can do other things like updating your roof, installing hurricane shutters, and fire-resistant siding can also help you stay insured and be the difference between you getting renewed or not.
Now, you mentioned that in some states, people are required to have insurance, but other people might decide, you know what, to sidestep all this trouble, they might just stay in their home without insurance. What are the risks of doing that?
There's a lot of risks, because if you don't have home insurance and your home's destroyed by a fire, for example, you could lose your house and everything in it. Not to mention, you may have to pay to remove your home's remains and all the costs to rebuild it. That's a massive loss, especially when you think about most people, the majority of their wealth is tied up in their homes. So this could be financially devastating for folks.
Almost any kind of insurance, the costs keep escalating. How are these weather events and other things affecting the numbers in this situation?
The national average for home insurance based on a $250,000 indwelling coverage rose 20% this year, and that's to $1,420 annually from 2022, and that's according to Bankrate. Those numbers keep increasing. Certain states that are at high risk are going to have those higher premiums. And so if you're in a situation where your premiums are so high and you can no longer afford home insurance, I hate to tell people, you still really should make this a line item in your budget that is necessary and figure out where else you can cut if that's possible.
So in the most extreme cases where this is happening, how can the state step in and help people?
Well, if you can't get private insurance, you may need to turn to your state. That might be the last resort for people. And there's these things called FAIR plans, which is also known as Fair Access to Insurance Requirement Plans. And they are state-mandated property insurance plans that provide coverage to individuals who are unable to get insurance in the regular market. All states have some version of this, although they vary in terms of coverage state by state. The trick is with these, though, they are typically more expensive than private insurance plans, and they also more narrowly define coverage. And so you're going to be paying more for less coverage. So it's not the perfect solution, but it's better than nothing.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. We had production assistance from Jayla Everett. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.